Airports hold their breath to see what happens on opt-out day. Why aren't the airlines and airports speaking out on screenings? And will TSA always be headed by a political appointee? This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 24th, 2010.
You have the option to request that the pat-down be conducted in a private room, and you have the option to have that pat-down witnessed by a person of your choice.
If that sounds a little bit like somebody reading you your Miranda rights, you're closer than you may know. That's former FBI Deputy Director and new TSA Administrator John Pistol reading you your rights as a suspect at an airport, a.k.a. traveler. You can see his video, including a wish for a happy Thanksgiving, on YouTube by searching TSA Message to Travelers. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That also makes it opt-out day. We have no way to know how many air travelers in the U.S. today will participate. Best advice is to plan plenty of extra time to get through security. Each passenger who opts out of a full body scan to trigger TSA's massage option could add 90 seconds or more to the wait time of those behind him, so the effect could be dramatic if the protest proves popular. One expressed intent of the organizers of opt-out day is to force the airlines to side with passengers on this issue. The industry has been conspicuously quiet, apparently preferring to let TSA and the Obama administration take full responsibility for the outrage of travelers. The Air Transport Association claims to be involved. ATA's David Castlevetter tells The Street, quote, TSA is responsible for aviation security. The airlines must rely on TSA and its risk assessment to determine the most effective security measures, unquote. But he adds, quote, we have daily, sometimes multi-daily discussions with the TSA, unquote. Given the number of friendly senators ATA was able to muster during the user fee fight, one has to wonder how tough it would be to bring some real pressure if this was a priority. Mike Flores of the U.S. Airways chapter of the Association of Flight Attendants told The Street the airlines don't like this any more than we do. He says the carriers, quote, are concerned about what passengers are going to do. If they see passengers booking away and not flying, and that hits the bottom line, you know for sure they'll be on the front steps of Congress, unquote. This is a clearly stated goal on the front page at WeWon'tFly.com, the protest website. Quote, if you absolutely positively must fly, opt out of the scanners. Do it to protect your health and privacy. If you can avoid flying, don't fly. Hit the airlines in the pocketbook until the scanners and gropers are gone. Make the airlines work for us, unquote. And what about airports? As we've learned through the tarmac stranding saga, passengers who've had bad experiences associate them a year later not with a particular airline, but with the airport where it happened. If you travel often, you probably confirm my observation that TSA professionalism varies among airports. So, are airports concerned about the damage being done? Greg Principato is the president of Airports Council International North America, which represents commercial airports. While he obviously can't speak for each individual airport's management, it's interesting to hear his view from the top. Greg's blog is called Airport Check-In. In a post yesterday, he appears to throw up his hands and submit to the TSA's premise that treating everyone like a criminal is the only way to go. Quote, considering current law, what other alternatives are there? What if they were not doing this and there was another, more successful attempt to blow up a plane in flight? Those who invoke the specter of sexual abuse victims, such as the Business Travel Coalition did, to criticize the new procedures are disgusting and contemptible. Let's keep all those protecting us, from military and intelligence people in the field to the TSA folks in our airports and local law enforcement, in our thoughts this Thanksgiving, unquote. Following Congressman John Mica's call for airports to opt out of TSA and instead use private security firms, legitimate questions are arising about whether that would do anything but save some money and improve professionalism on the front lines. Michael Boyd, an aviation consultant and former airline executive, told CNBC Monday that the TSA is, quote, like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave, unquote. Boyd says private firms would still have to scan and pat, and the real problem is putting political appointees, instead of security experts, in charge of the TSA. Sadly, anyone without considerable political experience probably wouldn't last a month in a mission that's become as controversial as this one. Do you doubt that? John Pistol was the Obama administration's third nomination to head TSA and has 26 years' experience at the FBI. where the Fourth Amendment is an obstacle to be worked around. The first two appointees, including retired U.S. Army Major General Robert Harding, a former intelligence officer, didn't even hang in through the confirmation process. Politicians, can't live with them, can't live without them. Up next on ANN, Thanksgiving brings a special schedule at AeroNews. Space Florida and Mastin may demonstrate launches from Cape Canaveral. And the Florida Institute of Technology has suspended flight ops at NTSB's suggestion. You're listening to AeroNews.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 24th. I'm Paul Plack. I don't want to go any further without conveying the sincere wishes of everyone here at Aero News for a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, even if you're not in the U.S. This whole enhanced screening thing will work its way out eventually. Let's hope the economy continues to show signs of improvement and 2011 can be filled with more cheerful aviation headlines. These AeroCasts will be off tomorrow, and we'll have the two-minute touch-and-go on Friday to cover anything breaking, then be back on a regular schedule on Monday. Breaking news will also be covered, as always, in text form at aero-news.net. And there could be some, with North Korea having fired missiles and artillery into South Korea Tuesday morning. Mastin Space Systems and Space Florida have signed a letter of intent to explore performing demonstration launches of a Mastin suborbital reusable launch vehicle from Launch Complex 36 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Mastin founder and CEO Dave Mastin explained, quote, "We've been looking at Florida as a launch option for some time now. We are excited to begin the process of determining if Launch Complex 36 is a good location for our flight operations and hope to attempt a demonstration launch sometime in 2011, unquote. Mastin Space Systems is a rapid prototyping rocket technology research and development company based in Mojave, California. Its vertical takeoff and landing suborbital rockets are designed to enable frequent, reliable, low-cost access to high-quality microgravity, clear observation of space phenomena, or routine contact with the upper atmosphere. All flight operations at the Florida Institute of Technology Flight School in Melbourne, Florida, have been suspended following an accident that claimed the lives of two students, their instructor, and an FIT employee. The four were returning from a training flight to the Bahamas when the plane went down. Orlando Cable News Channel 13 reports the decision came at the suggestion of the NTSB, but not for any safety reason. The school had resumed flight operations shortly after the November 12th accident, when investigators reportedly told school officials that they might want to extend the grieving period. FIT has not set a date for resumption of flight ops. Still ahead, the DOD warns that GPS may be unreliable the next couple weeks. There's already a rap parody called Don't Touch My Junk, and the toilet paper terrorist gets a break from the FAA. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 24th. I'm Paul Platt. If you're counting on GPS to get you where you're going this holiday weekend, the FAA wants you to know that the U.S. Department of Defense is doing some testing that could affect the reliability of signals in several western states, including southern Washington, nearly all of California, Nevada, Oregon, and Utah, and parts of Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, and Arizona. The testing is underway now and expected to continue through December 9th. Pilots are advised to check for NOTAMs often. The latest effort from a self-described socially conscious rap artist who released the song I Want My Bailout Money in 2008 takes aim at TSA's new airport security procedures. Don't Touch My Junk was released Friday as a free download. Michael Adams also calls himself the Health Ranger and maintains the website naturalnews.com, where he covers both natural foods and cures and also a fair share of health threats based on questionable science. There's one about the risk that Wi-Fi signals will cause deformity in trees. Another is headlined, quote, TSA pat-downs could spread sexually transmitted disease and contribute to pandemics, and notes that screeners don't change their latex gloves between pat-downs. Adams says he creates songs that capture popular sentiments about socially important causes such as civil rights, the psychiatric drugging of children, and the safety of the national food supply. All songs are offered free as MP3 downloads, and Adams says he earns no income or royalties from them. Quote, this song is about communicating an important message on civil liberties. Allowing our government to finger our junk and molest our wives and children is irreconcilable with the liberties protected by the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights. The rap tune is an entertaining novelty, although the verse about Viagra and a kilt may be a bit over the top. The site again is naturalnews.com. You'll find the song there. And finally today, with the federal government seemingly gone nuts, we're pleased to report the FAA, at least, has decided not to pursue charges against Warren Saunders. He's that guy who planned to drop colored paper streamers from his Cessna 172 over a high school football game. He made a practice run with toilet paper and was called in by neighbors as a terrorist. The FAA told the Record of Woodland Park in New Jersey that it had investigated and found no grounds for further action against Saunders. But the pilot, who may at least be guilty of not thinking this through carefully, could still face prosecution by the state of New Jersey. He's charged with violating a state law that prohibits low-level acrobatic stunts over populated areas. The maximum penalty is a year in prison and a $1,000 fine. It's hard to imagine prosecutors proving that dropping a roll of TP is acrobatic. But then there's a 2001 state law in New Jersey allowing a fine of up to $500 for dropping litter anywhere but in a trash receptacle. If they try to use that one against him, I also want to see them jail the cheerleaders who TP the trees in front of the football team captain's house. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation explains several reasons why we're not as secure at airports as we should be, but says the Israeli system isn't directly applicable here in the U.S. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving, and have a clear and unlimited day.